好，
大家好。
Chinese Class 101.
Welcome to ChineseClass101.com. I'm David.
大家好，我是安博。
And we're here today with Upper Beginner Season 1, Lesson 8, A Convoluted Chinese Check-in Process.
在中国的酒店登记。
Right, 登记 means to register.
对。
Right, it's residence registration, which is what our dialogue today is about.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place in a hotel between...
在酒店。
Yes,
对。
In the hotel between a guest and the person who's at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hear how the registration process works in casual Chinese as always.
没错，来听对话吧。
登记要有身份证。
护照可以吗？
哦，您是外国人。
对，是。
那需要填这张表。
好。
也需要填这张表。
啊，这么多？
还有这些。
我没带笔。
没关系，我们有。
Once more, a bit slower.
登记要有身份证。
护照可以吗？
哦，您是外国人。
对，是。
那要填这张表。
好，
也需要填这张表。
啊，这么多？
还有这些。
我没带笔。
没关系，我们有。
And now, with an English translation.
登记要有身份证。
You need an ID card to register.
护照可以吗？
Will a passport do?
Oh, 您是外国人。
Oh, you're a foreigner.
对，是。
Yes.
那要填这张表。
Then you need to fill in this form.
好。
All right.
也需要填这张表。
And you need to fill in this form too.
哈，这么多。
Huh? So many.
还有这些。
And also these.
我没带笔。
I didn't bring a pen.
没关系，我们有。
It doesn't matter. We have one. So first they think he's a Chinese citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Because they ask him for his...
身份证，我们以前学过。
Right, so this is the Chinese ID card, and he says, no, I'm a foreigner, and they've got a ton of forms.
对，没错。
Yeah. Normally, actually, there's only one, but you can run into situations with some Chinese hotels in some cities where they won't let you register as a foreigner.
对，没错。
Yeah. So, good luck. They try to push people towards the more expensive hotels.
没错。一晚上几百美金的那一种。
Yeah. Not much you can do about that. Anyway, our vocab today is all about the registration process. So a ton of vocab for registering.
登记
To register.
登记登记证件
Proof of identity.
证件证件身份证
ID card
身份证身份证护照
Passport
护照护照外国人
Foreigner
外国人外国人填表
To fill in forms.
填表填表需要
To need.
需要需要入住
To check in.
入住入住笔
pen
笔笔
Let's take a closer look at some of these words. Our first word is
登记
To register.
登记
First tone, fourth tone.
对
Register.
登记
Right. It's a verb. Now, we had another word here, which we translated as to check in.
入住
Right. So there's a difference here.
Mm-hmm.
The first registration
登记
It's official. It's, you know, for the government, it's telling them where you live, your
mm-hmm.
passport number.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the second
入住
is just to check into a hotel.
对,没错。
Right, to move into some place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm.
Now, when you check in, you're going to be asked for a proof of identity.
证件
Documentation.
证件我们经常听到在这儿登记请出示证件
Right. That's the sentence you're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Amber, can you give it to us again?
在这儿登记请出示证件
Register here and please show your documents. Now, as in our dialogue, there are two important documents. If
mm-hmm.
you're Chinese, you're going to be asked for your ID card.
身份证
ID card.
身份证
Right. Everyone's got one. Everyone's got a unique number.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really painful when people lose it.
没错、
right.
要需要很长时间才能再有一个
Yeah. And if you're out of your hometown when you lose it, it's even worse.
嗯，对。
But as a foreigner, the big one is obviously the passport.
护照
Passport.
护照
So...When you're registering, you're going to show your ID and you're going to be given forms to fill out.
填表
To fill in a form.
填表
Right, so someone will ask you, please fill in the form.
请填表
Right. Now, 填 here means to fill in.
对
And 表 is any kind of form.
所有的 form 都是表
Right, it's the ones with the boxes, and you write
mm-hmm.
in your name and your address
yeah,
and where you're、
right.
living. They're all 表、
mm-hmm.
In the dialogue, there is a special measure word for this.
张
One form.
一张表
Two forms.
两张表
Please fill in these three forms.
请填这三张表
Right,、
mm-hmm.
and it's 张 of course, because it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's big.
纸也可以用张。
Yes, a piece of paper.
对,一张纸。
Right. So, to review, when you get to a Chinese hotel, you're going to be asked to register.
登记。
They're going to ask you for either your ID card.
身份证。
Or your passport.
护照。
And then you are going to need to fill out forms.
填表。
And with that,Let's get on to our grammar point. It's grammar time! Our grammar point today is all about conjunctions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've run into conjunctions in English. Everyone knows what they are. They're words like and or but that string together short sentences into longer ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the same things in Chinese.
没错,中文也有。
Right.、Mm. And one of the most common ones is, of course, the word for also.
也
Also.
也
And we can see this in sentences like, he's going, I'm also going.
他去我也去
He's going, I'm also going.
他去我也去
Or you could say, he doesn't have a passport or an ID card.
他没有护照，也没有身份证。
Right. He doesn't have a passport or an ID card.
他没有护照，也没有身份证。
What's interesting with this dialogue is we see two conjunctions used like this,、
mm-hmm.
only slightly differently.
没错。
Let's take a look at these lines in our dialogue.
也需要填这张表。
You also need to fill in this form.
还有这些。
And also these. Let's hear those again.
也需要填这张表。还有这些。
You need to fill in this form and also these.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason we highlight these is simply because we've got the conjunctions at the start of the sentence.
也还有
Right. There's no subject in those sentences.
没错
But in Chinese, you can do this because it's implied what the subject is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In this case, the subject is you.
你你也需要填这张表。
You also need to fill in this form.
还有这些。
And also these.
Right.
So the interesting thing is that we're putting the conjunctions at the start of the sentence because it's assumed what the subject is.
没错。
Chinese is somewhat special this way. And it actually, it's a carryover from more classical Chinese.
没错。
Where it's not always clear what the subject is when you're writing things down. As long as you know, you don't need to write it down. So be aware of this when you're listening to people speak Mandarin. They're not always going to specify the subject.
没错。
And they're not always going to use conjunctions in the middle of sentences.
没错。
Sometimes you're going to see them thrown at the front because it's the continuation of a general idea.
没错。
Okay? So just a quick word of warning about that. Mostly, though, our lesson today is about
登记还有入住。
Right. And the vocab will be useful the next time you're checking into a hotel.
没错。
For now, though, that's all the time we have. From Beijing, I'm David.
我是安博。
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the site.
下次见。
登记要有身份证。
护照可以吗？
哦，您是外国人。
对，是。
那需要填这张表。
好。
也需要填这张表。
啊，这么多？
还有这些。
我没带笔。
没关系，我们有。
Attention iPhone, iPod, or iPad users. Listen, tap, and swipe your way to fluency with over 400 innovative language learning apps.Grow your Chinese vocabulary and practice on the go with our addictive apps. Fun and easy to use, Chinese apps are available on iTunes. Visit our app page on ChineseClass101.com/apps to learn more.